The Guardian.
If you could give the book of your choice to anyone, historical or contemporary, which book would you choose? And who would you give it to? That's the question we're putting to our favourite authors in their favourite bookshops. This podcast is presented in association with National Book Tokens.
I'm Jonathan Steele. I'm a columnist for The Guardian. I used to be the chief foreign correspondent, and one of the countries I used to cover a lot was Afghanistan. And I've actually just written a book called Ghosts of Afghanistan, The Haunted Battleground, which is a sort of history, really, of what I've seen over the last 30 years of terrible destruction and civil war made worse by two foreign interventions. My favourite bookshop is Houseman's, which is a radical independent bookshop very near the Guardian offices by King's Cross Station on Caledonian Road in London. It's not just a bookshop, it sells all kinds of radical magazines and newsletters from different parts of the world. The best book I've had, at least recently, which was for quite a big birthday I had a few years ago, is the one called How to Live by Sarah Bakewell, which is about the famous moral philosopher of the 16th century, the Frenchman Michel de Montaigne. It's a wonderful book because I really knew nothing almost about Montaigne until I read the book. And he has the sort of reporter's curiosity. He's really interested in finding out what people do, why they do it, why they don't stop doing whatever it is they're doing. But at the same time, he's not dogmatic. There's a lot of self-doubt in it and skepticism, and I like that. It's sort of, I suppose, it reinforces my own kind of values. And yet at the same time, I think he's an idealist. He's not a cynic, and I always think the worst occupational hazard for a journalist, particularly for a foreign correspondent, is cynicism. You begin to think you've seen everything. But when you read Montaigne, you live to a ripe old age, he always felt there was something new to learn every day. I would give a book written by one of my colleagues, John Gittings, which is called The Glorious Art of Peace, which really points out that this whole obsession with war that there is in literature, in drama, poetry, is really against the natural instincts of ordinary people. Most people want peace. They want to live in peace. And in fact, most of the history of the world is of peace. Very few countries are at war constantly. And yet we have this terrible fascination with war. If you go to any public library or bookshop, for every one book about peace, there are 100 books about war. And I would really like to give it to not only historical figures, but people who are still in power today, people like Obama, people like George Bush, Tony Blair, just to get them to reflect finally on what they did in the case of Bush and Blair and what they still are threatening to do in the case of Obama.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.